Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to talk and give a specific message. It may be a little bit more grim than some of my other messages, but I will say it with a smile on my face and hope about what Christ can do for you. But I wanted to talk about people's situation that may be at a lack of hope. And a Bible verse that whenever I have struggled with hope and seeing God's plan in a time of struggling, I wanted to bring this verse to your attention so that way you can be edified and be encouraged with some of the messages in the Bible that you may not even have realized that were there. So the scripture I'm going to go to, like granted, I'm going to kind of butcher it and bring it out of context. It's really six words that are so profound that I'm always at a loss for words when I read them. And it's in Romans 4:18, and it's the first six words, but it also, I'll read the following verses after it. So, against all hope, Abraham believed in hope. So he became the father of many nations, just as has been told, so shall your offspring be. So in context, Abraham has had a barren wife, and him and his wife have not been able to conceive a child. They're roughly 90 years old or so. I don't know the exact age, but for some reason, I can remember Methuselah was 969 years when he died. Let's just be real. I don't know why I know that. But besides the point, there was a situation where Abraham and his wife weren't able to conceive, but he had a promise from God that he would be the father of many nations. And this, let's be real, if you were in this situation, like, it seems pretty hopeless. It's like you haven't had a job in like 4 to 6 years, and you're just down on your luck, your bills are late, and you're just wondering, how can I get out of this messy situation? And then, like, it was like God promised you a job like 10 years ago, and you're just waiting. But you believed, like, that situation seems kind of ironic and unrealistic, but this is effectively the situation Abraham is in. Like, most people in this situation would have probably pulled a friend of Job and said, curse God already, is what they would say. They would encourage that friend or that believer to do that because it would just seem so impossible to get out of this situation. But Abraham, unlike them, had a steadfast faith in God. Despite his hopeless situation, he believed in a hope which was greater than himself. Christ the Redeemer in his word, in his grace, in his truth, in his words, he believed that what Christ said would come to pass. He believed that Christ would fulfill what he said. So he believed in a hope greater than himself. So, in this situation of hopelessness, he believed in something greater. So, like, let's go back to the Old Testament. We got another interesting story where a situation seemed hopeless, but God made a way. And I want to encourage y'all that despite how hopeless your situation may be, Christ can make a way. Despite how much the odds maybe seem stacked against you, no matter what is going on in your life, Christ can make a way. So, let's go to the Exodus. And basically in Exodus, I don't have it pulled up right here, but I'll give the gist of the story. It's a story you've heard 1,000 times with Moses parting the Red Sea. But they had left Egypt, fled from captivity, and now Pharaoh and his armies are pursuing them across the Red Sea. So the Red Sea is now in the way between them and the Promised Land. And we got an issue here. The Red Sea is water, and they're trapped on a beach by Pharaoh's army, and they're kind of cornered. This is basically like the biblical story of like World War II Dunkirk, in a sense. Like, they're trapped at a beach, they have no way out, and they're going to need some sort of miracle to get out of this messy situation. But God, in a hopeless situation, to have hope, he asked Moses to part the Red Sea, and they crossed the Red Sea. And then, instead of just letting them cross the Red Sea and let Pharaoh's army come behind them, God closed the sea behind them, and it took out Pharaoh's armies. That situation seems so hopeless. Imagine being one of the people standing there next to Moses and being like, bro, why are we still sitting here? We need to run. Like, there's people with swords coming after us. Like, and Moses just like, they're cool as a cucumber, being like, just wait, God has a plan. You'd look at him and probably think, like, you're insane. But that's precisely the type of faith we need to have in Christ. Such a childlike faith that you believe what Christ says is going to happen is going to happen. So I just want to encourage you, if you feel hopeless, despite how hopeless your situation may be, Christ, in his magnificent glory, has proven time and time again, both in the Old and New Testament, that he can make ways out of impossible situations that you wouldn't think possible. Look at all the Christians' testimonies around the world. Like, they feel like they're at wit's end, they've given up, they've lost their business or something crazy like that, and they just pray a prayer. Jesus, I need your help. Please help me. Or something like that. So many people are on the last leg. I know stories of fellow believers that were on their wit's end and were actually going to take their own life. And they prayed to Christ one time, and he gave them joy in that moment to overcome that situation. There's many stories in many different ways that that plays out. Like, there were so many people that were just at wit's end from, like, life just happening in a horrible way to them all at once, like a divorce or something like that. But Christ redeems and Christ saves, and he made ways for people, not just like in the Bible stories you're seeing. This isn't some far off God that is not going to ever interact with you. This is a God who is deeply personal and has helped many a sinners just like me and you be redeemed and be given a second chance at life, a new lease on life, to live not only a physical life that is pleasing to God, but a spiritual life which is now pleasing to God because we are hidden with Christ on high. I really want to thank y'all for watching this podcast or this YouTube video, whichever form you're seeing it in. And if you want to, you can check out our, in the description, we have a clothing website that we've had it for years. It's been something me and my friends have been doing for years. We enjoy it. We want to make biblical clothing as well. So if you want to check that out, that'd be great. If you don't want to, that's also good. It doesn't matter to me either way. I just want to thank you for watching this. I really hope you're encouraged, and I really hope you have a blessed day. Peace.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.